Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power. Today we're going to talk about ice fishing. Greg, there are reports of 4 to 6 inches on some lakes around the state. How are ice conditions overall?
It is the season, and it's unlike the last couple winters or early winters, we had bad ice. We had too much snow, thick enough ice. It was a struggle the last couple winters to get the ice fishing season going. This year we're right on track. I mean, our conditions are pretty much across the state normal. We're growing some ice, and we don't have a lot of snow, which can interfere with ice fishing access and stuff. So, by the holidays, I think we'll have drive on ice, and that'll be great because that's when we really get attention to ice fishing.
Sure. So with the lack of snow, access is good.
So far, so good. Yep.
Okay. On a normal year, ice fishing is about 25% of all of our...
In a normal year, whatever that is, about a fourth of all the fishing that goes on annually in North Dakota is ice fishing. So it can be a big deal.
A couple of years ago, we even started a free ice fishing weekend.
And that's been a good deal too. The whole idea is when family and friends are back over the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, that they could go maybe spend a day over the weekend that's in between Christmas and New Year's and go fishing. And the last couple of winters it's been iffy conditions, so I don't know if we've had a lot of interest in it, but I think this year perhaps could be a great year to get out and introduce yourself to ice fishing.
Sure, and they still need to follow all the rules.
The rules all apply, and you need to be a resident. But otherwise, if you don't fish, this is a good time to go and try it.
Let's move on to some of the rules and regulations. In the wintertime, you can have more than just two poles.
Right. Oh, but it's probably been 25 years ago now, but we went from two lines to now you can have four lines ice fishing. And that's been a really good thing. It's given people more opportunities. So, the differences between open water and ice fishing is the four lines. It's not everywhere, so you should look at the fishing guide, but it's pretty much most of the waters in the state. You can use four lines. If you're out ice fishing and you make a hole larger than 10 inches, you need to mark that hole for safety reasons. So make sure you bring preferably a branch or something to mark that hole. And that's more so for darkhaul spear fishing. Limits and fish, same as in the summer. The popular species in the winter for ice fishing are walleye and pike, and both of them are 5 daily each. Then perch, that's 20 daily. And then crappie are 10 daily. And the fifth species that gets a fair amount of ice fishing action is bluegill. And that is the one that changes last year. Our limit used to be 20, it is now 10, so do be aware of that.
Okay, fish populations are good?
Yeah, we're still good. We certainly could use a drink of water, some good runoff next spring, but we're in good shape. We're close to 450 lakes. Most all of them are open up to ice fishing, and our walleye populations are good. The pike are pretty good. The perch numbers are going to be down. Perch new lakes, they're getting to be fewer and fewer, but overall fishing should be a good winter.
Okay, a lot of people like to stay on the ice overnight. What if you catch your limit one day? What do you need to do?
Well, and you can do that, and it's become more and more popular with all the different types of ice houses out there, that the Cadillacs that are
right
out there. If you catch, let's say, walleye, and you catch five in the evening, and you plan to spend the night and fish the next day, you can continue fishing. However, those five fish need to come off the ice. You need to take them to a truck on shore or put them in the cooler on shore, but you can't be out there with five walleye and catch five more while you're actively on the ice. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's something to be cautious about.
And that's a way for the wardens to identify your daily limit.
Wardens to know who, otherwise you could go out there and say you're out there, be one night and say that you've been there for two and you got 10 walleye. So it's just one of those things that you have to work around a little bit.
Tell me what's legal for equipment to use when ice fishing.
When it comes to ice fishing, it's much like summer fishing. Most people use a shortened rod and your reel is not a lot different. However, there are people use tip-ups. And some of these tip-ups come in all various forms, and most of them are legal. There's no problem having a tip-up. You can set the line. That's all fine. What you can't do is retrieve the fish. So if you have some type of spring mechanism, that would be illegal to retrieve the fish. Otherwise, most everything out there is legal. The other thing I should mention is putting stuff attracting the fish. You cannot put lights down in your hole to attract fish. If your lure itself, you know, glow in the dark or something like that, that's fine. But you can't use attractants, you can't chum fish in. But otherwise, everything else in the summer applies to the winter.
Okay, let's talk about ANS regulations, aquatic nuisance species regulations, during the winter time.
Yeah, and the same thing applies as in the summer. Obviously, you're not going to have a boat out or something like that. The biggest issue is bait. 5-gallon bait bucket, you can have your bait, your fathead minnows. That's the most popular thing that's used ice fishing, are minnows, and nothing's different than the summer. One thing that the anglers need to be aware of, when you leave the lake with your fish, your perch, your walleye, whatever, you cannot have them in water. It's got to be dry when you leave, but your minnows and your bait bucket, that's fine.
Okay, let's talk about minnows. Last couple of years, our game wardens have been writing some tickets.
There's been some issues. It's more probably of a non-resident issue, but everybody, you buy your bait at your local retail bait vendor, and we got lots of them around the state, no problems. But all aquatic bait that comes in North Dakota has to be bought in North Dakota. You cannot bring in minnows or other minnow species, I should say. Some of them aren't even minnows, from other states, and use them in bait in North Dakota waters.
Okay, let's move on to littering on the ice, Greg.
Yeah, that's gotten to be, that is an issue. People, get out and enjoy ice fishing. It's great, it's a lot of fun, but clean up after yourselves, and don't leave a mess out there. We're seeing too much of that still. And the other thing is, if you're gonna go and fish and keep fish, plan to consume those fish. Do not decide at the 11th hour to throw them in the cattails or something. We saw too much of that last winter. Between ice fishing and dark house spear fishing, people were wasting valuable resource. So make sure that you take the fish home. It's cold water, they're excellent eating, so go that extra mile.
Okay, and it's like summer fishing. If you catch a fish and you plan to release it.
Yeah, do it immediately though. I mean, obviously the condition's a little colder and stuff. Tissue freezes up fast, but yeah, release that fish immediately if that's your plans.
Okay, and what are the rules on if you plan on leaving your house on the lake and you leave?
It's fine, no problem, you can do that. You do need to have we don't have a license system anymore, but one time we did, but you do need to leave your name and address, or your name and phone number has to be posted on the ice house, or you can get a department number, equipment number now. Now all you need to do is have that number on your house. That way the game wardens can check in and know who's who, and very little to it. And we still get these questions now and then about where do I get my ice house license? Well, that's been probably close to 20 years. You don't need to do it, but just make sure you leave your name and address, name and phone number on it.
Something that we run into a lot, especially on more congested lakes, is ice houses and people drilling holes close to other people's ice houses. Right. What's the distance rule on that?
Yeah, you're 50 feet from houses, between houses, unless you guys both agree. If you and I have a house and we agree and want to be closer for some reason, I don't know why, but you can have them closer. But as a rule, it's got to be 50 feet apart from the houses and 10 feet for the anglers otherwise the issue is flooding. You know, you can get the water up, especially in the spring year, and really lock down the house as it, refreezes.
Okay, let's talk about, move on to like winter kill potential. I mean, a lot of our lakes lost a lot of water here in the last several years. What's that do for winter kill?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a broken record here in the last couple of years. We really still could use a runoff. Thankfully, we've only lost a handful of lakes in the last year or two, but we're losing water, and we need runoff come next spring. The best thing that could happen is have an open winter. You don't have much snow on the ice, then we won't have that threat of winter kill, but then have a big spring storm replenish the lake levels. We'll see. Check in next spring how we do on winter kill.
Overall, ice fishing should be good?
It should be a good year, and it's all about Mother Nature when it comes to ice fishing, so the fish are there, so get out and enjoy it.
A lot of good information, Greg, thank you. Here are some recommendations for ice thickness. 2 inches or less, stay off the ice. 4 inches for walking on ice, 6 inches for a snowmobile or ATV, 8 to 12 inches for a small car, and 12 to 15 inches for a pickup. And remember, ice is never 100% safe. For Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.